वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट नंबर 2 Rahuguna converses with Judd Bart. Yasyam ime sam nana. Isn't that right? Number 2?
Yeah.
San nara deva dasyava sartam Virupanti Kunayakam Balat Homayavo Yatra Haranti Sartikam Pramatam Avishya Yatoranam Brekaha Yasyam Himesam Manadeva Dasyava Sartam Virupanti Kunayakam Balat Komayavo Yataharanti Sartikam Pramatam Avishya Yatoranam Brikaha Yasyam Ivesanara Deva Dasyavaha Sartam Virumpanti Kunayakam Balat Vomayavo Yatraharanti Sartikam Pramatam Avishya Yatoranam Brikaha Yasyam Ime Sanaradeva Dasyava Sartam Virumpanti Kunayakam Balat Vomayavo Yatra Haranti Sartikam Pramatam Avishya Yatoranam Brikaha Tanme Sannaradeva Dasyava Sartam Velumpanti Kunayakam Balat Omayavo Yatra Haranti Sartikam Pramataka Vishya Yatoranam Prakaha Yasyam Ime Sannaradeva Dasyava Sartam Virumpanti Kunayakam Balat Vomayavo Yatraharanti Sartikam Pramatam Avishya Yatoranam Prakaha Matajis Yasyam, in which, in the forest of material existence, ime, these, sat, six, naradeva, o king, dasyava, the plunderers, saartam, the conditioned souls, who are interested in false ideas, Velumpanti, plunder, regularly taking away all the possessions. Kunayakam, who are always misguided by so-called gurus or spiritual masters. Balat, By force. Gomayava. Exactly like foxes. Yatra. In which forest? Haranti. They take away. Saartikam. The conditioned soul who is seeking material profits to maintain the body and soul. Pramatam, who is a crazy man, not knowing his self-interest. Avishya, entering the heart. Yata, just as. Yuranam, nicely protected lambs. Mrikaha, the tigers. Translation. O King Rahugana, in this forest of material existence, there are six very powerful plunderers. When the conditioned soul enters the forest to acquire some material gain, the six plunderers misguide him. Thus, the conditioned merchant does not know how to spend his money and is taken away by these plunderers, like tigers, jackals, and other ferocious animals in a forest that are ready to take away a lamb from the custody of its protector. The wife and children enter the heart of the merchant and plunder him in so many ways. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the forest, there are many plunderers, dacoits, jackals, and tigers. The jackals are compared to one's wife and children. In the dead of night, jackals cry very loudly, and similarly, one's wife and children in this material world also cry like jackals. The children say, "Father, this is wanted. Give me this. I am your dear son." Or the wife says, "I am your dear wife. Give me this. Please give me this. This is now needed." In this way, one is plundered by the thieves in the forest. Not knowing the aim of human life, one is constantly being misguided. The aim of life is Vishnu. Natevidu swagagatim hi Vishnu. Everyone works very hard to earn money, but no one knows that his real self-interest is in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of spending money for advancing the Krishna consciousness movement, one spends his hard-earned money on clubs, brothels, liquor, slaughterhouses, and so forth. Due to sinful activities, one becomes implicated in the process of transmigration and thus has to accept one body after another. Being thus absorbed in a distressed condition, one never attains happiness. Yasyam ime sannara deva dasyava sartam vilum panti kunaya kumbalat kumaya voyatra haranti sartikam pramatam avishya yatoranam brikaha. O King Rahugana, in this forest of material existence, there are six very powerful plunderers. When the conditioned soul enters the forest to acquire some material gain, the six plunderers misguide him. Thus, the conditioned merchant does not know how to spend his money, and it is taken away by these plunderers, like tigers, jackals, and other ferocious animals in a forest that are ready to take away a lamb from the custody of its protector. The wife and children enter the heart of the merchant and plunder him in so many ways. Om Agyanata Mirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitan Janatas Mai Sri Gurveinava. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, the forest of material enjoyment is being described, where the conditioned living entity is plunder. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that just like in this material world, material life means sense gratification. Husband and wife living very happily. Ato griha chaitra sitapta vitaya janasya mohoyam ahamameti. Ato griha chaitra household land, property, sons, wealth, all of these things. Keep one in the consciousness, aham mamati, that I am this body. And the wife is crying for bigger house and better facilities. And the children are crying, give me this PlayStation and this Super Game Boy. Very expensive these days. I know myself personally, when my children were very little, Krishna Gauranga was there also, we were frequenting in many instances the 99-cent store. And we let them get three toys of their choice, anything they wanted. This little piece of junk and that piece. And they thought, my Peter is rich. My daddy is rich. And we kept them protected in Gurukul up till eighth grade. At which time they realized there was stores beyond the 99-cent store. There was actually Target and Kmart. What to speak of Macy's and all these, what do you call, Best Buy. So they started to get, can you get me this? Can you get me that? I need a PlayStation, my friends. Especially when they went to the public schools in high school. I need a PlayStation. I need this thing. I need that thing. And plunder. Even sometimes they're taking money out of the pocket. And the father is laughing. Oh, isn't that cute? My son just took $50 out of my pocket. It was my Sankirtan money, but it's so nice because it was my son. Anybody else took it, we would be ready to shoot them. We'd go to Mayapur's office. Can you play the cameras? I want to find out who took that $50 out of my pocket. Anybody in my house going in and out? Play the camera back. But is our son and our daughter plundering? Not $50, $5,000. We're thinking, oh, this is so nice, and this is the purpose of my life. This is the illusion. Illusion means that which is not. The other day, I was chanting japa very early in the morning. I got up at 3:30, was chanting at 3:45. And there were no cars, nothing. I was chanting on Venice and Watsika. I looked across the street and I saw there was a black animal, not moving like a cat, not moving like anything, in the middle of Watsika on the south side of Venice, on the other side of Venice. So, 3:50 in the morning, I crossed the street, still chanting japa. I'm like, my God, what kind of animal is that? It was walking in a very funny fashion, sometimes fast, sometimes slow, and going at different angles. I thought, maybe a raccoon, a possum, this is interesting. It wasn't as big as a cat, but it wasn't just some little rodent. So I walked faster, and I saw that it went up against the curb. And due to imperfect senses, I was looking as I got. I didn't want to get too close. I thought, perhaps it could be very wild and ferocious. We don't know here in Los Angeles there are many ferocious animals in the jungle and the forest of material existence. And I looked, and with my vision, it appeared that there was a big hole in the curb, and that the animal had entered the hole. And I was still chanting japa. I went closer, squinted a little. My vision wasn't perfect. And as I got closer and closer, it was revealed that it was a black plastic bag blowing in the wind and had settled against the curb. And I thought, okay, don't look around. Just go back and think about your japa and don't look at anything. This is illusion. First I thought it was a wild animal. Maybe a hog got loose from the downtown zoo. Who knows? Then I saw there was a big hole in the curb. There was no hole in the curb. It was a black plastic bag. This is called illusion. That which is not. We're thinking it's a hole. We're thinking it's a wild animal. And it's a black plastic bag blowing unevenly in the wind. Similarly, there was an interesting story in the news. There was a lady in the South. She had gone shopping at a grocery store. Older lady. She put her groceries this last summer in her car. After she put the groceries in the car, she went and got something else in the other store in the shopping area, shopping center. Very hot day, went back in the car, started her motor, went driving down the street a few blocks, was going towards her home, and all of a sudden there was a loud bang, like firecracker or a gun. And she felt something hit the back of her head. And she screamed out, "My God, I've been shot." As she grabbed her head, she could feel some substance that appeared to be her brains coming out of the back of her head. And she was holding it in and completely bewildered and struck at a stoplight in a small town in the South. Some other people came by. They immediately called 911. This old lady is hurt. She's holding her head and going in and out of consciousness. And the police came and they looked. They couldn't see any bullet hole through the windows. Nothing seemed to be very different. They opened the door and slowly approached her, moved her arms away. There was no blood. And they saw that there was some Pillsbury dough on the back of her head. There was a bag with groceries, and in the groceries was her Pillsbury dough that she was going to make her little muffins with at home. And due to the heat of the day, it had exploded and somehow gone onto the back of her head. She was thinking, "My God, my brains," she told the police, "my brains are falling out." She could feel the gooey substance. She could feel she was holding them in. Because if she let go, her brains would all fall out the back of her head. In her mind, she was shot. "I've been shot. Somebody shot me from behind with a shotgun, and my brains are falling out." And it was the Pillsbury Doughboy. Police took away the Pillsbury dough and asked her if she wanted to go to the hospital and showed her the dough, that she was all right, and she actually went home. So this is illusion. We're thinking, "Oh, I have this beautiful situation. Everything is very wonderful. This is real love, or this person is treating me so nice like this. My children are treating me so nice, just like we had a vehicle. And the insurance company sent me to a place to fix it up. They did work that didn't even need to be done. They cleaned the inside of the van. They cleaned the outside of the van, scratches that weren't even part of what they were supposed to do, for free." I thought, what wonderful people. And 6 weeks later, they stole the car. Children are puffing you up like anything. They have so many examples. There was a wife and husband just recently in the news. Very serious. Wife was very young, husband young. They got married, 20-some years old, 23, 24. Very happy couple living in the suburbs. It's a true story. They were totally in love, like something out of the movies. It was love. And After a few years of marriage, they had some monetary problems, as is common these days. The economy is not going so well. Due to the economic problems, they cut back on a few things, and somehow or other, the woman, although very young, 25, 26 years old, started to become extremely ill. They had insurance policies on each other. Husband and wife made sure they were covered for later when they had children. And the husband was taking care of the wife so tenderly. Every day he'd come back from work and make sure she was okay. Even though she was sick, he would try to keep her, liquefied? Hydrated. He would bring her, true story, this Gatorade, green Gatorade. And he would always make sure that she had plenty of Gatorade by her bedside. She was so impressed and she was so thankful and grateful to her loving husband. Happened in Florida, as many of these things do happen in Florida. That she texted some of her friends, "My husband is so sweet and wonderful that he always makes sure that I have my Gatorade to keep me hydrated right by my bedside." Even when she was brought to the hospital when her condition worsened, he would make sure to bring her the Gatorade, a full bottle of Gatorade, so she could drink it down to the last drop and then feel very hydrated. Later, when unfortunately by providence she passed away, it was very unfortunate. Young girl, had previously been in good health, never had a problem throughout her life, just happened maybe a year and a half ago in Florida, 2 years ago. She passed away. They did an autopsy because she was so young. And from the autopsy, they found that there were tremendous amounts of, I think it's called ethanol propanol or ethanol alcohol, a poison that is found in the fluid that you put in the radiator, antifreeze. They went and they analyzed the antifreeze, which is green, and there have been thousands of cases in the United States where a loving spouse, husband or wife, gives their loved one or loved ones antifreeze as a favorite drink, because especially antifreeze is the color of Gatorade, and it tastes very sweet like Gatorade. One can't detect. And so it turned out that this loving husband, who the wife thought to the very last breath was her savior and her loving spouse, was feeding her poison, was poisoning her for the insurance policy. The relatives and many others in the state of Florida were so outraged that nationally so many people are dying from this type of poison that they were able to pass legislation that they put some bitter herbs, bitter substance in antifreeze so that one, when they try to take it, it'll be very disgusting. They won't be able to drink it. They won't digest it because it'll be inedible. So many, many states. Of course, in California, we still have the unbittered, antifreeze. In California, they wanted to keep that option open, I believe. And we have still not passed the law prohibiting sweet-tasting antifreeze. So there are many instances. We're not just trying to point out the derogatory ones. So many instances. They made this law because there were thousands of cases in the United States where one loved one would give another loved one, so-called, this delicious drink. So we're not trying to say that everyone is trying to poison everyone, but here in the purport and in this verse, it's given that this material world is a very dangerous place where there's danger at every step. Even the police these days, the first place they look, if a man has passed away, the first person they question is the wife. If a wife has passed away, the first person they question is the husband. What was your relationship like? Did you have monetary problems? What kind of antifreeze do you use in your automobile? Kali Yuga has advanced to the point where things have become so difficult. Because, Natevidu Swargagatihi Vishnu, Durashaya, because we don't know, because people don't know the ultimate goal of life is Vishnu, therefore they take false shelter. And when that false shelter, Prabhupada points out here, that false shelter, which is the clubs, the brothels, the liquor stores, the slaughterhouses, don't bring one happiness, then one turns to so many alternatives. One doesn't know what to do. Therefore, we have such a grave responsibility as devotees of Krishna to give people the science of Krishna consciousness. People want something that will make them happy. Everyone wants to become happy. Nunam pramaktak, here in this verse, the word used, pramaktak, who is a crazy man not knowing his self-interest. That's here in this verse, the last line, pramaktak. Nunam pramaktak krute vikarma. They're mad. Everyone in this material world is mad after sense gratification. Just like when it's this Christmas Day shopping. I think there was one store, it was last year, I believe, also in Florida. They had a very special sale going on. And the people rushed to the store. They got in line at 5 o'clock in the morning. Hundreds of people were lined up. Pramata, mad. They had to get in and get that new game and new doll for Christmas for their family, for their loved ones. And when the door opened, there were so many people, there was a stampede. And I think one or two people at least were killed in the stampede, crushed under the weight of all the other people trying to run for toys and good times. Pramata. People are mad in this material world after sense gratification. So how to curb that madness? Madness is there. It is the forest of material enjoyment. What to do to give people the opportunity to get out? Only like Maharaj Rahugana is getting here from Judd Bart, the science of Krishna consciousness. When people receive Krishna, their madness is subsided. They can't subside their madness just by stopping the madness. Because if they stop one madness, another madness will pop up automatically. But when they are given an opportunity to hear about Lord Krishna and his transcendental pastimes, when they are given an opportunity to hear the holy names of the Lord and to chant the holy names, when they're given an opportunity to eat Krishna prasadam, their madness is subsided. So Srila Prabhupada, he had such a special mission that we're so fortunate to be part of, that mission, to be able to give people that cultural weapon that can cure the madness. There's a disease, it's called Bhava Roga, birth, death, disease, old age. And the Bhava Saudi, the medicine for the disease, is Krishna Katha. Srila Prabhupada had said, as we heard the other day, that historians will note this period of time, how the world was changed through cultural conquest, Srila Prabhupada said. Krishna-conscious art, Krishna-conscious literature, Krishna-conscious food, Krishna-conscious music, chanting, by the culture of Krishna. This was the great contribution, and people are appreciating more and more. We were in, just last week, we were in a town called Concord, New Hampshire, 90 miles north of Boston. I had never heard or been, even though I traveled all over the world, all over the United States, of course. I'd never seen New Hampshire, what to speak of Concord, New Hampshire. We were in a very old hall, and lots of people came. When we walked down the streets, the devotees, we got there at 6. The movie theater closed at 5. All the stores closed at 4:30 on Saturday afternoon. And I was thinking, my God, what are we doing here? Why did we accept this show? This is incredible. And we went to set up the microphones and whatnot. Devotees at the studio right there on Main Street called At Om Yoga. At Om Yoga. We walked upstairs and there was a big old hall with a balcony and wooden floors. And there were already 10 people there. I told the manager of the yoga studio, is anyone going to come? He said, oh yeah, 47 people have signed up for the kirtan. I said, you're kidding. And we had very nice crowd, big crowd. We did the kirtan. I said at the end, I said, you know, there's something about this hall. It's so special. And all you people, this is like I never knew Concord, New Hampshire. Concord, New Hampshire. And they were chanting with us. We would Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The whole room. They knew kirtan. Better than Hare Krishna's. Well, not quite better, but. And they danced. Very nice. So few people came up to me after the program. They said, well, there's a reason that you think this place is so spiritual. It is. And I said, my God, what's the reason? I thought, what's going on here? It's such a far out hall. I said, Abraham Lincoln spoke here in 1860. It's actually one of the most famous buildings in Concord, New Hampshire. Because Abe Lincoln came there from Gettysburg or wherever he was hanging out and spoke. I don't think it was called At Om Yoga at the time, but he spoke there. So I told her, the lady, yes. Abe Lincoln gave the darshan and we gave the kirtan. And Temple Bhajan Band gave the kirtan. So maybe 130 more years from now, this will not only be a place. Abe Lincoln spoke in 1860. Temple Bhajan came in 2090. Now 2140. We're not that famous yet, but it was quite a spiritual hall. So this is our business, to go everywhere and anywhere. To go to the little nooks and crannies of Los Angeles County and all over the world. To give people that opportunity for hearing, chanting, remembering, and cure the madness. The madness is there as long as people are not Krishna conscious. We don't hear in our Krishna conscious society nectar drink with radiator coolant in it. By Krishna's grace, I don't think we've ever heard of such a case. Barely even hear devotees raising their voices. Spouses are so happy together because they're keeping Krishna in the center. Maybe once or twice, but practically never. Compared to non-devotees, the madness is very subsided. We never hear, oh, the spouse was murdered by this spouse, or this child killed the parent. Children, they're killing their parents. They're killing their teachers. They're going on sprees. We never hear, they never suspect, oh, some Hare Krishna is going on a killing spree. They may be going on a Sankirtan spree to kill them with Kirtan and Prabhupada's books, but devotees never do harm. Because they're not pramata. They're apramata. They're totally not mad. So it's our business to go and give people Krishna so that they can become apramata, unmaddened, non-maddened. Any questions or discussion? All glories to Sri Guru Nirvana. You want to